Getting an update on your annual forages. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Good morning, everybody. Today I'm visiting with Sarah Bowder, who is an Extension Forage Field Specialist with South Dakota State University. Before this, we visited a little bit about how you mainly specialize in annual forages and their uses. So maybe just first give us a couple examples of some annuals and, which ones are maybe most popular in South Dakota.
Sure. We have lots of annual forages, or sometimes folks think of them as cover crop options in South Dakota. And, traditionally when you say forage, people think of alfalfa, but we have a lot of annual and winter annual forages available to us. So early in the spring, we'll see a lot of folks utilize things like oats. Sometimes we'll see winter rye planted in the fall or the spring, depending on the purpose. We see a lot of wheat winter and spring that goes in. But now as we march forward and it gets warmer, there's a few options we can think about when we're talking about warm season annuals, summer annuals. So when we start thinking about, it's warming up, what can I possibly plant now so that we can graze or hay or whatever else we want might want to use a forage for? And we still have quite a few options. So things like cowpeas, even soybeans, sunflower, some hemp, those are all warm season broadleaves we can consider putting in this time of year, as well as simple corn can go into mixes, something as simple as hay millet, even sorghum sedan grasses make great feed this time of year, and teff grass, too, is also warm season grass. So there's quite a few options for warm season annuals that we can put in this time of year that could be hayed or grazed, depending on what species we're putting out there, or even green chopped and ensiled.
Is there one specific that plant or forage that you usually work with more often in your job? Is there one that's more popular? Or
honestly, we see a little bit of everything here in South Dakota. Now, if you go from the western to the eastern side of the state, you might see a bit of a spread depending on average rainfall, because of course, some of these are going to take up a little more moisture than others. And it depends on what our goals are, too. You can do a whole lot of different things with cover crops, everywhere from reducing erosion and increasing organic matter to providing a forage and suppressing weeds. There's just a ton of different things we can do and purposes we can have outside of simply trying to make more forage. So with that being said, we work a lot with brassicas. We'll hear people with questions on radish, turnip, rapeseed, things like that. We see a lot of folks using oats. Sometimes field peas can be popular, or forage peas. It's very common to put a lot of those cool season grasses in that I mentioned earlier, like wheat, oats, triticale, cereal rye. All of those tend to be common. And then when we get into the summer months, we work a lot with sorghums and sorghum sedan grass, hay millet, and a few, off and on different crops get certainly mixed in there, but those are some of the more common mixes or straight species we'll see people put in.
And is that one of the main purposes of an annual forage, is for cover crops, or what's one of the benefits, of planting those in a rotation with your other crops?
Well, there's a few benefits, especially if you're not familiar and it's not something you've done a lot and you just grow row crops. Taking some time to put in a forage crop either after a crop you take out early, like corn silage, or oats, a small grain that you're harvesting early for grain and then able to get the forage crop in behind, or if you're just doing summer-long grazing or haying crop instead of your row crop, of course the forage is a huge benefit for most people, and that's a big driver. But along with getting extra forage, we're offering, another crop to rotate in, which depending on your crop rotation might really switch things up and help with pest suppression. Anywhere from weeds and diseases all the way to insects can be affected by that, because we're changing the environment and making it less desirable, hopefully, for some of those insects or weeds or diseases.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.